Now, I think that if that alone was what it did, it would not be something that's such a valuable tool in my practice. But further work from the company that developed Oncotype in collaboration with the NSABP has suggested that that recurrence score also predicts how likely it is for the patient to benefit from chemotherapy. Patients who have low-risk scores by Oncotype have a very good prognosis overall, and chemotherapy does not substantially improve it. Patients who have a high risk of recurrence as measured by Oncotype have a much more worse risk of recurrence than we historically have imagined, and actually chemotherapy helps them far more than we were usually saying. And for the intermediate group of patients, the benefits of chemotherapy are harder to disprove. The result is more intermediate with tamoxifen therapy alone, and while the curves don't suggest a major benefit for chemo, it's hard to say there's no benefit for chemotherapy. So that actually is a very useful tool, I think, because the box that we've been in is that we would say to a patient, well, I think the benefits of chemotherapy in your case are actually pretty small because the tumor is ER and PR positive and HER2 negative and has a low intermediate grade and it's a small tumor. But it's been actually hard to prove that chemotherapy wouldn't help them. Or that, you know, my interpretation of this pathology report or my pathologist's interpretation of the tumor under the microscope is sufficient to allow us to forego chemotherapy. There is something about the laboratory precision of the Oncotype assay and the independent confirmation we have for its use in these NSABP trials that has allowed doctors and patients to more comfortably say, you know, this kind of tumor doesn't really need chemo, or by contrast, this tumor really needs chemo far more than we've imagined. And so in previous remarks, you know, I've referred to this as sort of a spine stiffening tool. It allows people to sit up a little straighter and say with more conviction, you know, it's not just my guess or my pathologist read, not that there's anything wrong with our pathologist, but just it's not just us thinking this through. There is an objective standard that you can measure, and it suggests that there really is quite modest benefit or more benefit than we've imagined. But it can help the patient make a better decision because it can more accurately give a sense as to how much benefit there really is for adding chemotherapy.